Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you your daily financial services news wrap on this Sunday, December 7th, 2025. Starting off with a major call in the business sector. Faced with ever-increasing insurance premiums, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, together with the Insurance Council of Australia, are rallying for immediate reforms. A main concern revolves around small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs. Elevated expenses are compelling many, including beauty salons, to either drop insurance or limit coverage, thereby placing their businesses at risk. The proposed remedies? Abolish insurance taxes and commission a review of insurance costs for small businesses. The proposed establishment of a national support body, redesigned SME-specific insurance products, and civil liability laws reforms are among the key highlights championing for change. SMEs are advised to compare insurance policies, establish risk management practices, and engage with industry groups to protect their businesses effectively. Now, a recent ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, the AFCA, takes us into the world of home-based businesses. A home-based waxing salon, run by a Suncorp customer, found itself at the center of important insurance disclosure guidelines. Despite assertions that the operations were a hobby, the salon was deemed a business. It carried all the hallmarks, such as signage, a booking app, and social media pages. Unfortunately, the salon owner's storm damage claim was denied due to non-disclosure of this information. This underlines the need for business owners, including beauticians, to understand and accurately disclose the nature of their business functions to insurance providers. Up-to-date business records and a profound understanding of policy nuances are essential to avoid claim disputes. Switching now to regulatory concerns, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, is setting its sights on insurance pricing, claims handling, and complaints processing. To solidify consumer protection in 2025, they plan to intervene in cases of misleading pricing practices. An increasing trend in regulatory actions, including doubled investigations and court filings, is evidence of this shift. Beauticians, who deal with intricate insurance environments like client injuries and business interruptions, should be alert. They need to ensure policy compliance, keep abreast of industry practice changes, and engage with their insurance providers to understand the impact on their policies and premiums. Let's talk superannuation. ASIC has uncovered alarming inadequacies in advice for self-managed superannuation funds, SMSFs. Of a 100-case review, 62% fell short of the legal advice standards. In 27 instances, clients could suffer serious financial damage, raising the flag for systemic problems. These SMSFs, a substantial part of Australia's $4.3 trillion super sector, offer great control and flexibility, but aren't suitable for all. ASIC's recent fines on HESTA and Prime Super for misleading advertising reiterate their commitment to accountability. Prospective SMSF trustees are advised to seek expert advice tailored to their individual goals. That wraps up our news for today. Stay informed and protect your financial future. This has been Paige Estrotori bringing you your daily news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Get your financial advice, insurance, superannuation, and money management needs handled all in one place. Financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you. Until next time, Australia.